Welcome to a new episode from English Plus Podcast. Today's episode is about business English, and we will talk about business philosophies. We will talk about four philosophies in this episode. We will talk about mass customization. We will talk about Wikinomics, the long tail, and benchmarking. Now, if you don't know about these things, don't worry, because we will talk about what these philosophies mean. But before we start, let me remind you that you can get our mini-series, our premium mini-series, if you become a patron on Patreon, because starting from this week, we are offering premium mini-series to our patrons on Patreon. The link is in the description. Go to Patreon, become a patron of English Plus Podcast, support us, and get all of our mini-series. Now, with that being said, let's start talking about our episode for today. And remember, we're talking about business philosophies. Let's start with the very first one we want to talk about, and that is mass customization. Now, production lines are good for mass production. Now, when we say mass production, that means producing large numbers of similar products. That is mass production. Manufacturers try to make standard products with few variations that as many people as possible will want to buy. And that is when standardization comes into play. Standardization is the most important factor. They want to create the same thing with very few customizations because, remember, that is mass production, right? But this is not mass customization. Custom-built or tailor-made products, where each product is made to meet the specifications, requirements, or needs of a particular customer, are more expensive to produce, of course. The management thinker Joseph Pine and others talk about the possibilities of mass customization, where products are made in large quantities, but each one is made to the specifications of the buyer. And we have a great example of a company that does that very well, and that is Dell Computers. Dell Computers, where each computer is made for a particular buyer. And Dell obviously is the best known example of this mass customization model or philosophy. So that was mass customization. Let's talk about the second philosophy for this episode, and that is Wikinomics. Now, Wikinomics, How Mass Collaboration Changes Everything, that is a book by Don Tapscott and Anthony Williams. In it, they explain that Wikinomics is a form of mass collaboration where companies have large numbers of people working together on the internet to solve problems and develop products. Now, this is totally unlike current business methods, and the authors predict that it will be a key to business success in the future. It is like an extreme form of outsourcing. They say that customers who contribute to the design and development of products should be called prosumers. That means they work together to make things in a process of peer collaboration and co-creation. That is called Wikinomics, ladies and gentlemen. And it might be the thing in the future. Who knows? It's a brilliant idea. But remember, again, if you want to read the book and learn more about it, it's called Wikinomics, How Mass Collaboration Changes Everything. That's a book by Dan Tapscott and Anthony D. Williams. Now, let's talk about the third philosophy for today, and that is the long tail. Now, another challenge to mass production is the long tail. Now, we have a book about that as well. It's called The Long Tail, Why the Future of Business is Selling Less of More. Now, Chris Anderson, obviously the writer of the book, says that the mass production model does not apply to many products, such as selling books and music on the internet. In a large catalog of items, the cost of selling the least popular item is only slightly more than selling the most popular. Amazon has used this model to great advantage, profitably selling small number of specialized books as well as large numbers of popular ones. Now, economies of scale and the learning curve, where the cost of a product comes down in relation to the amount produced, do not apply. So that is another philosophy. Amazon obviously is using it very successfully, so that might be as well something for the future. And again, if you want a reference to the book, it's called The Long Tail, Why the Future of Business is Selling Less of More by Chris Anderson. And now for the last philosophy that I wanted to share with you, and that is called benchmarking. Now, Jim is production manager at an electricity power station in Australia. He says, "We use a system called benchmarking to compare our performance to performance levels in other power stations. We've recently been to the UK to see how the best power stations operate, to see the best practice in the industry, and to copy it. We've managed to halve the number of workers, and now our productivity is as good as the best power stations in the UK." Now, benchmarking can be seen as another form of collaboration when people and companies working together. Of course, there is a problem with that, that it doesn't work in all circumstances or all companies, let's say. Of course, the company will want to hold on to its industrial secrets. That is to prevent competitors from obtaining information about its better performance in a particular area, but it can work in a lot of areas where there are no actual industrial secrets and work can be done collaboratively, like the example I gave you about Jim, who is a production manager of an electricity power station in Australia, who learned a lot from just going and learning about the best practices in other power stations in the UK. That is called benchmarking. So let me remind you again, we talked about four different philosophies. We talked about mass customization, and that is not exactly like mass production, right? Mass production is different. Mass customization, Wikinomics, the long tail, and finally benchmarking. I hope you found the information I shared with you in this episode useful. I want to remind you again that you can get our mini-series, the exclusive premium mini-series that we offer our patrons on Patreon. So this is a very good time if you decide to become a patron of English Plus. You will definitely support us and we will appreciate that, but you will also get all our mini-series. We are planning for weekly mini-series. Our first mini-series was about business English marketing, an 8-episode mini-series that will teach you everything you need to know about business English marketing. Of course, there's also a practice booklet that you can use to practice the things you learn in the mini-series. Next week, we're going for something more about history. We'll talk about the 100 events that change the world or change the history of the world. So every week we will have something different. Some of them are going to focus only on English or English content, English language content, obviously, and others will focus on some cultural things like music, history, or even science. We will have mini-series talking about the human body and the human brain. So there are a lot of exciting things coming up your way if you decide to become a patron of English Plus. Take the link you can find in the description and become a patron of English Plus Podcast. And don't forget, there's also another link that will take you to our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com, where you can find the transcript of this episode and exercises for other episodes as well. There are a lot of things you can use on our website, so take the link and go to our website and take your English with it to the next level. With that being said, this is your host, Danny. I would like to thank you very much for listening to another episode from English Plus Podcast. I will see you next time.